Good morning. So, you know, the people at the time of Jesus or the early church, they would have loved this gospel because it talks about money. It actually talks about taxes. And the people at that time were conflicted. They had difficult ideas about how do we understand paying taxes? Because paying taxes, we're paying taxes to the Romans, a foreign occupying army. And we don't like doing that. Things are a lot different now. I know that you love paying taxes today. But they resented paying taxes to a foreign power, especially one that was pagan. And so the Pharisees come up with a very clever plan to trap Jesus. It really is quite smart. They come up to Jesus and they say, should we pay taxes to this foreign pagan power or not? And they know that if Jesus says, don't pay the taxes, then the Romans will arrest him and, you know, torture him and hurt him. And then he says, but go ahead and pay the taxes, then they know that the Jewish people will resent Jesus. So it really is a perfect trap. And then Jesus springs a trap back on them. Anytime that you think that you can spring a trap on Jesus, that's a bad idea. It's going to come back and bite you in some way. And so Jesus turns to them and says, show me the coin. And just as you heard, they show them the Roman coin. And in those days, the Roman coin always had a picture of the emperor on it. In fact, that was the way that people found out, you know, kind of far regions of the empire, that's how they found out that there's a new emperor. If there was a new emperor, you would get a coin and it would be a new image on it. And every emperor always had their image on the coin. And so they show the coin, there's a picture of the emperor on it, and then Jesus says this line. He says, whose image is on the coin? Now that is a very clever response. It may sound like an ordinary kind of matter-of-fact thing to us, but Jesus knew what he was doing. He could have used other phrases. He could have said, whose picture is on the coin? Whose figure is on the coin? Whose head is on the coin? What person is on the coin? He could have used any of those sentences. Instead, he uses a very technical phrase. He says, whose image is on the coin? Now, this may be hard to believe, but at the time of Jesus, it was quite common for many people to have memorized the entire Old Testament. When you go home, if you have a Bible at home, take a look at it, and just imagine someone memorizing the entire book. I have a hard time with seven numbers for a phone number. But they would have the whole... Now, almost everyone had the first five books memorized. Some had the entire Bible, but virtually everybody had the first five books. Those are the main books of the Bible memorized. And of all those five books, Genesis would have been number one, the very first book. And in Genesis, the very first chapters. Because in the first chapters, we see this word, image. And it's about the creation of human beings. At the beginning of the creation, God made human beings in the image of God. He made them. So when Jesus says, whose image is on the coin? Everyone would have recognized that he's referencing not only the coin, but also bringing to mind everyone's idea of this book of Genesis. So if Caesar's image is on the coin, that connotes a type of ownership. This coin belongs to Caesar because his image is on it. So that Jesus says, since Caesar's image is on the coin, give to Caesar what belongs to him. His image is on it, give to Caesar. And then everyone recognizes that he's talking about us too. You are made in the image of God. You must give to God what belongs to him, and that's us. We are kind of a coin stamped in the image of God. We belong to God. Just as like this little piece of metal belongs to Caesar, this human being belongs to God completely. So we're not divided. That's very powerful. Our entire being really is stamped in the image of God. Our entire being belongs to him 24 hours, no matter where we are. There is no time that we are not stamped in the image of God. We cannot be stamped in the image of God here on church on Sunday. We can't be Catholic on Sunday and someone else on Monday. We can't be religious here and secular someplace else. Sometimes this gospel is referred to as, you know, I have my religious life and then I have my secular life. I have my time with God and I have my time with Caesar. But Jesus says, because our body, our life is stamped in the image of God, our entire being belongs to Him, and there's no time that we're not. If we are in a different place, we are still stamped in the image of God. You know, people who are married, husband and wife, if in the morning they go off to different jobs, they're different places, they're still married. When children go off to school, they are still children of their family. Just because we're in a different place doesn't mean we are a different person. And so let's say that you are no longer here in church. Let's say you are at work or at school. You are still stamped in the image of God. I know this is a very contentious time. Sometimes people are arguing politics or different moral positions. And maybe you're at a water cooler or you're standing with people and people are kind of trashing this faith or saying this about some moral position that's different from Catholicism. And sometimes people are kind of silent. They want to be respectful of the other person's opinion, so they are quiet. And actually, that's not respect. Respect is not silence. You are still stamped in the image of God in that water cooler conversation. And so we always speak respectfully, but we always speak. So if you hear something about some anti-Catholic thing or some moral position that we don't have, that happens to me all the time, and I'll simply say this, I understand what you're saying. I respect your opinion. As a follower of Christ, I see it differently. And let me tell you what I say. So there's never a time that we are silent. This gospel is very powerful because it means that we are the same person wherever we are. We are stamped in the image of God here on Sunday morning and at work. So we know there's all kinds of opinions out there that are different from the image of God. We listen to them. We always speak. We always speak respectfully, but we always speak. So this is not about separation of church and state or separation of our life from Sunday to Monday. This means that there is never a time that we are not separated from God. Because it says in the very first book of the Bible, we are stamped in the image of God 24 hours a day, wherever we are.